The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Welcome back.
To silence our voices.
Top of the second hour of today's National Intel Report. I am your guest host, once again, Chris Hinckley, host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network, sitting in for John Stadmiller. As he is out on vacation, much needed, much deserved this week. And so the rest of the week, just so you know, Michael Rivero filling in for John Stadmiller tomorrow, Dr. Jennifer Daniels Wednesday, possibly me, I guess, on Thursday, and Rick Adams on Friday. So it should be an interesting and colorful week. Good stuff. Real quick, and then we'll go to the phones. I mentioned the fires, the Eagle Creek fire, and, you know, remember the fires last year were caused by lightning? An overwhelming majority, I should say, according to the government's own documentation, the government's own data. So you can go to INCIWeb, 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 .nwcg.gov/incident. And, you know, well, then the number of the incident comes after that. But I looked up a million of these. I pulled up 40 of these during the top of the hour break there, including the Eagle Creek fire. And like I said, last year there was a moment where they had – they showed the incident type and the cause in these incidents. And the cause for the Eagle Creek fire was listed as – uncertain, I think, for a while. It was human first, then uncertain, and now it's back to human. And so 48,000 acres, like I said last year, over 2 million acres burned. But just a few of the 40, and I'll put these in the links. I've been trying to be better about posting links for stuff in my archives and in National Intel Report archives when I guest host. So I'll include all 40 of these for fun, but not really. And you can see for yourself – cause lightning. So you have, for example, the Stone Lake fire, which only burned 8 acres last year, but caused by lightning. The Piney fire, 1,700 acres, lightning, caused by lightning. The West Fork fire, which was in the Libby area, Libby, Montana, which is where I was born. 20,000 acres, more than 20,000 acres, caused by lightning. And so you start looking at these, Highway 200 complex, similar area, caused by lightning. You know, and then the Sartan Draw fire. This is always interesting when you see this natural cause. What does that mean? So lightning is not a natural cause? Or anyway, Myers fire. Caused by lightning, 62,000 plus acres. And there are, you know, obviously hundreds and hundreds more. Like I said, over 1,000 of the fires that were caused last fire season that burned over 2 million acres were caused by lightning. And so I think of Tesla, Master of Lightning. And, you know, all this crap they're spraying in the skies. And like I said, Richie from Boston does a good job of talking about the geoengineering nonsense and, Harvard's geoengineering project, you know, geoengineering.environment.harvard.edu. What is geoengineering? The CIA thinks it's a good idea. Why not? To the phones we go. Where are we? Reb in Colorado? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, welcome. That's right. Hey, this is Reb.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, this is Reb in Colorado from Boa Scout. Reb, you bring up so many topics that are scary, and you talk about this terraforming geoengineering. Oh, we know about that because our webpage, vulturesquadron.com, is run by NASA and the military. And one of the things we do is study Landsat. We're like doctors. You heard of Landsat. And the heat effect of these urban corridors that they're building up is raising temperatures like you wouldn't believe. These urban corridors ripping up natural grasslands and stuff. And then you're saying they're geoengineering or terraforming with this, like, HAARP up in Alaska. And they're actually doing this stuff and burning out large sections of forest land. This is terrifying. So what we do is assess on a continental scale what they're herding people off the land into the urban corridors.
Yep.
It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. Like, it just continues.
No.
It's scary.
You know, just a...
Just a little bit
on that real quick. If people look around, you drive through, if you spend any time in the smaller towns in between the major urban centers, you'll see they're all withering, basically. They're all dying. The infrastructure is going away, and this has been happening for years. You know, again, Alan Watt has talked about it extensively, among other folks. And we should be spending money on infrastructure, but a lot of those places have thrived on natural resources. You know, over the last century or so, they were natural resources-based economies. And, you know, you go back into America's history, the towns that were created along the waterways, for example, and towns created as a result of mining or timber industry, and they're all drying up now because, you know, of Maurice Strong and company at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit that Dr. Michael Kaufman blew the whistle on and said, hey, I don't think this rewilding crap is a good idea. But they've been piecemealing it ever since, and we're seeing it, you know, the closing off of a forest area, the enshrining as, what do you call it? The lands that basically the Obama administration stole, put into conservancy, essentially, federal conservancy, 550 million plus acres and stuff like that. Anyway, my point is, you're right, it's definitely happening.
But one thing is our program. It's at the Department of Defense. It's not in the Interior Department. Well, we found we can stop this, and that's why we tell everybody this Boa Scout Reb war plan is the war against the destruction of the North American continent by the United Nations. They don't like the continent. This is going to be the hell is coming. It hasn't got here. What you're seeing is bad. They're packing these urban corridors. They're raising the temperature for no good reason. And the Landsat shows it. And the malignancy, what I just heard yesterday, get your stock, buy your stocks in marijuana. Now, we know why they're doing this. The Canadian government now is going to do the same thing like the Western states. They're all going, oh, yeah, we're going to go into the marijuana business. What kind of industry is... So here we have the twofold approach to the UN. One side is the marijuana, and the other side is the nerve gas psychotropic side. This is all UN. Mr. Leader...
Yeah.
He wants to blast away evil man who uses the chemical weapons on his people. He runs to the UN. Why? Why? That's no good. And he's the big shot on the Western Hemisphere island there of the UN headquarters. That island is the Western Hemisphere headquarters in the East River. We want to knock that place into the East River. That would fix the planet. But they didn't do that. And he gets permission to do that while the psychotropics build. And then we heard today the report. Most of these bitter jobs that they've created are in the so-called health industry. Men are becoming nurses in record numbers. They're going into this is scary. So you have the hallucinogens on one side and the psychotropics on the other. We're doomed. So
yeah.
We don't like this. We don't like this. That's why you call your representatives and you say Bub Scout Reb over and over again, like a mantra, because we got to do something. I don't want to do this. We saw this coming with that Woodstock Freak Show, and that's going to be 49 years ago in August. And that,
yeah.
They were all for the natural land. No, they're not for the natural land. They're everything against it. They were sick. They were for acid trips. All this Hollywood crap comes from their acid trips. And the UN is, yeah, go ahead, keep going, burn the place down on one end. Somebody's got to do something. And we want to do something.
Right on. So two things that come to mind today. They're interesting. You know, the Supreme Court nonsense, you're in Colorado, so two things. You drive through Colorado, you see the signs that say, you know, this road brought to you by marijuana, basically.
Yeah.
And also the Supreme Court story today, you know, one of obviously numerous headlines, the NPR headline, in narrow opinion, Supreme Court rules in favor of Baker over same-sex couple. And that's the Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake, story. And what was the other thing that I saw? It was Mike Adams, actually. The way that he put it, which is obviously, you know, a provocateur sort of headline. Supreme Court ruling slaps gay bullies, quote unquote, is the way Mike Adams put it over at National News. Anyway, any thoughts on those two issues?
Yeah, that's all part of this tearing down America. This is a socialist Soviet state here. It's an open state for open border sanctuary, and it's the marijuana growing headquarters. This man who's running the state is American Friends Service Committee. Talk about undermining America. He comes from Pennsylvania. I don't know why he got here. I mean, we're from Texas, and we knew it. The locals didn't. He opened the dope store, the dope clinics, when he was mayor of Denver. And somehow he gets across in the governor's mansion, and he's selling it in his dope stores and driving out the street competition and raising the price. And then you hear about Wall Street's betting on this increased marijuana business, with Canada now opening up to this, the suppliers and manufacturers. And that's what they're going to do with a lot of this open land. They're going to grow that weed everywhere. And maybe that's why they're burning down the woods to put in weed. The whole thing is complemented, they say, by these psychotropics. If you don't use the weed, you're not going to have the mental illness that they're supposed to cure with psychotropics. This is economy
right.
for the
it's
future.
It's a closed-loop system. Yep.
We don't want that here. So we told them at the top levels, because we can do that, call all the top levels of government and say, hey, look, stupid, we're not going to take this no more, and we're going to have it out with these lowlives. And come in here, quarantine the place, bring the IRS, and take their marijuana business, because it's against federal law. The IRS can take all this. And I don't know if it'll benefit the taxpayer, but it'll pour in a lot of revenue. I mean, I don't know what they'll do. See, they're no good at distributing it, but maybe they will. We want it taken away from this idiot. He's going to leave office by next January. He's got to go. But we told the top levels, no, he can't do that. He's got a rope around his neck. He's sick. He did everything wrong. Everything that's wrong in America from that Woodstock Freak Show 49 years ago. And he was 17 and from Pennsylvania. And he's doing it again to America. They don't stop. American Friends Service, their chapter now in Denver, Colorado, from the east. They moved it all here. It's the Aztec culture, which means, you can tell the listeners what it means. It means the end of America. That's what it means. But
it's part of the coordinated assault on America and American values, American heritage and tradition. Absolutely. Anyway, we're going to have to move on.
Those good people in Kentucky are calling Rand Paul. Rand Paul, he who doesn't want these protracted wars and these non-committed to victory. And they're telling him, get Bub Scout Reb. We're committed only to victory here on North American continent. So the good people in eastern Kentucky, there's some kind of battle in Kentucky between east and west. But the ones around Floyd County down to Perry County along those Appalachians, where, by the way, the mines ain't doing so good. That was a scam on them. They didn't. Mm-hmm. Mining is becoming what they call automated, so they're not hiring that. And most of the coal that we see is right here and rolling through Denver. Hundreds of cars of that other kind, the strip mine coal. They're okay with ripping up the land, not digging under it, and it burns cleaner, they say. I don't know, but they're getting shafted, and they know it over there. And not mine shafts to work in. They're getting shafted in this phony economy program. It's not working like they thought. So they're calling Rand Paul. And if you know people in Kentucky, call them. Tell them Bubba Scout. Just put our name out. Thanks for listening.
I would say it's working. Yeah, it's working just the way it's planned to, and it's the people who don't realize that it's not working the way that they thought it or the way it was sold to them. But it's working, I think, the way that it was planned to, unfortunately, which is the continued deterioration, essentially, and erosion of American wealth and the middle class and so on.
Yeah, anyway, that's Landsat. You heard of Landsat, those photos from NASA, and the public don't get to see them. We got to see them. It's a malignancy. Yeah. It's a malignancy. It's got to go. Tell everybody, Bubba Scout Reb, we want a better continent. Okay, thanks for letting me talk about it.
You bet.
We got to do
Thank
something.
You.
Thank you. Get every representative. Thank you, too. And tell everybody,
absolutely.
Bubba Scout Reb, we'll do our
you
job.
Did.
Thanks again.
You did. You bet. Thanks for your call. I need to back up and squeeze that video, and we are running out of time, though. I think let's just do that real fast before we go into the next break. I want to play the Facebook thing. So the story is, I lost it. So, you know, like I said, the story this morning was Brett Larson on America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer. I think it's on YouTube. This clip is on Fox News where we'll play it, but it's titled Report Facebook Allowed Device Makers to Access User Info. Wow, we're actually not going to get it all in the segment, so never mind. We'll wait, I guess, because I want to play that, and then I want to play the other one that you know, the Shepard Smith clip from 11 years ago. The FBI, yes, Virginia, the FBI can listen in on your phone, even when it's turned off. And then, of course, from there, maybe we should include the the laundry list of intercept articles with the spy technology. There was that big one. What the heck was the title of that? I'll include that in the links too, but in the show notes. But I'll mention that when we come back, and then we'll go back to the phone. Stick around. More right after this break.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, welcome back. I'm looking for the Intercept article series on the spy devices. The FBI's program to provide local law enforcement with, spy technology. And, that comes on the condition that they won't reveal that they're using it or where they got it. Obviously, that's a contractual obligation. But I haven't found that headline yet. Some of the headlines that I'm digging through, going through my bookmarks, the Taliban tried to surrender and the U.S. rebuffed them. Now here we are. The CIA, no, that's not it. CIA is investing in firms that mine your tweets and Instagram photos. That's not it. Latest FBI, these are old stories too. That was 2017 and 2016 respectively. Latest FBI claim of disrupted terror plot deserves much scrutiny and skepticism. That's not a Trevor Aronson story over at The Intercept. That's Glenn Greenwald and Andrew Fishman, actually. same thing, and that's 2015. Israel security forces are training American cops despite history of rights abuses. That's 2017, September. And, you know, not enough can be said about that, quite frankly. That is just, you know, what Gerda Coleman calls the Gazification of the world. You know, treating people like dogs, or worse, actually, they treat dogs better than they treat people. And that's who's training law enforcement. The country that shouldn't exist, because it's really illegitimate, you know, it was cooked up before the turn of the 20th century. And basically, gosh, how do you say it in simple terms without getting long-winded? Well, you know, like I said before, you go to the Wikipedia entry for UN Human Rights Council and see Israel and Saudi Arabia, our two dearest allies in the region, are the worst human rights violators on the planet, according to the evil UN. You know, anyway, how the FBI created a terrorist, that's a Trevor Aronson article from 2015. That's not it. And speaking of Martin Luther King and this time of year, what the Santa Clausification of Martin Luther King Jr. leaves out, that's a great article. It's true, the Santa Clausification, that's a great way to put it. Martin Luther King Jr. spent the last year of his life detested by the liberal establishment. That's another great article written January of this year. And it's true, and the liberal establishment was basically the incubator he was created in. NSA deletes honesty and openness from core values. No, that's not a candidate thrown out of West Virginia legislators reading off fossil fuel donor raises historic sum of campaign money. Yeah, you can't do that. No, that's not it. U.S. is the only country that routinely sentences children to life in prisons without parole. No, that's not it. Recordings captured brutal FBI tactics to recruit a potential informant. Not it. Anyway, but I digress. Back to the phones. Andy in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you for I'm here. Thank you for letting me on the show. Hey, I think the people of the United States need to grow up here. I mean, you look at Donald Trump, and we all thought at the beginning that he was an outsider and whatnot, but he was a billionaire, and so he is an insider. And so basically basically what they did for us was they threw us a bone, okay, because they knew we were getting close to their problems and stuff. And so Trump was put in there to cover stuff up. And the reason I say that is because how come Hillary hasn't been brought to trial? How come Bill hasn't been? How come the Bushes haven't been? All these people that have committed crimes against humanity and the United States and robbed us blind, stole our gold, stole everything. None of these people are coming to trial whatsoever. And he's not doing anything to do it. And he put in an AG that would make sure that that never happened. And so we're never going to see any justice with these people. So they threw us a bone, and he's doing all these different things that are appeasing people, a tax cut, all this stuff. And, ooh, we're going to have normal relations with North Korea, and China's going to have to pay their fair share and all this stuff. And everybody's appeased. But that's what they did. They threw us a bone with Donald Trump.
I think that's being kind, quite frankly. I wouldn't even be that kind. And it's a very weird, two-faced administration. And I do mean administration. And so it's very interesting how polarizing a figure he is. And there are those things that, you know, you could argue that may or may not be praiseworthy or redeemable. But then there's all this other weird stuff that's going on. One of the things that I was going to talk about, and I won't get into it now because it's a long history. I'll probably do it on tomorrow's Road Warrior Radio broadcast in the morning. But I'll mention that on the other side of this break. It's a long circle of figures that go back to Iran-Contra, and you know we come forward to now, and it includes Donald Trump and
we got
Jared
a lot of work
Kushner.
To do.
Yeah. Stick around. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead. Far ahead of their time, without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's National Intel Report, this Monday, June 4th, 2018. Again, I am Chris Hinckley sitting in for John Stadmiller in his absence while he's out on vacation this week. The history, you know, I'll go into detail about this tomorrow morning, but basically, you know, in simple terms, there's the image that circulates every once in a while. It's circulating again of John Kerry and Robert Mueller at Eton together, the prestigious New England prep school. And, you know, it's a short trip from there to BCCI and Iran-Contra. You know, BCCI, the CIA's one of its money laundering fronts in the Iran-Contra days. And both Mueller and Kerry were, you know, well, I'll get into some of the details tomorrow, but they were both complicit in the cover-up, BCCI cover-up. And then it's a short trip from there. So you have BCCI, you know, Mueller, Kerry covering for the Bush family, Saddam Hussein, Bin Laden, Reagan, CIA. And it's a short trip from there over to Wayne Madsen, I think is Wayne Madsen has a chart that he put together titled WMR, Wayne Madsen Report, Trump, Kushner, Sater, Manafort, Global Syndicate Roadmap, which includes, among others, 9/11, BCCI, Donald Trump, FBI, George H.W. Bush, Jared Kushner, Mark Lombardi, Osama bin Laden, et al. But, you know, I guess kind of back on point and to your point, you know, about who and what Donald Trump really is, I spent lots of time before the 2016 election, speaking of Jared Kushner, talking about Charles Kushner, dad, who is a white-collar criminal who served prison time for, you know, campaign finance fraud or basically, you know, bribery and used other people's money to put young Jared through college, to buy Jared's way into college, because he certainly wasn't getting there on his academics. And, you know, while Jared was in college, he basically did the same thing, kind of a Trump protege, I guess, you know, taking some of the ill-gotten gains, family gains, and parlaying that in college, making millions. And, you know, that's just what kids do in college. They, you know, it's ridiculous, ridiculous story. But Charles is back in the news. The Business Insider headline last week, June 1st, Charles Kushner explains his meeting with Qatar's finance minister, says it was a wrong thing to do, but none of us knew the rules of government. You know, don't ask when you can – how does the expression go? Don't ask for permission when you can beg forgiveness. So the opening sentence, Charles Kushner, the real estate developer and father of President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared, said in an interview with The Real Deal that his much scrutinized meeting with the Qatar finance minister last year was wrong, quote unquote. Meeting occurred in New York City just months after Trump's inauguration, and the men discussed financing for Kushner's 41-story tower at 666 Fifth Avenue, which has struggled financially for years. Yeah, including that laundering deal that they had not too terribly long ago. Anyway, you know, again, the people you surround yourself with, the company you keep, says a lot about you. And Donald Trump, you know, seems to find himself in questionable company on a fairly regular basis. You know what I mean? Andy?
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't hear you for a second there.
Okay. No. I mean, they threw us a bone with Donald Trump, and he did some things for us, and some of us are feeling very good about that. But when you look at him talking about draining the swamp, but then he filled it right back up. I mean,
right.
John Bolton.
Right.
I mean, Pompeo, right. Haskell.
Yeah.
I mean, all these different people that he's putting back in there. Why is it that every time we get a new president, they bring the same idiots back into it? So, I mean, this is a telltale sign to the American people that, look, we're not being ruled by new people. I mean, you get a new Congress, you get a new this. No, you're not. You're getting people.
Right.
People don't get elected to Congress unless they don't get elected to Congress unless they're going to play the game.
Right.
And here's something else that really bothers me, that I think it's like 70% of the people actually elected to Congress and whatnot have to sign an allegiance to Israel. And then you look at Donald Trump. I mean, the Israelis, the Zionist Jews have been kicked out of like 170 countries around the world in our history because of their banking promises and or promises not kept or whatnot, and how many times they bankrupted the nation, and they're in charge of the Federal Reserve and stuff. I mean, we're all slaves to this nation, and for people to think that Donald Trump is going to fix this, they're absolutely out of their mind. It's not going to happen until we get a complete outsider. Even at some point, I think Ron Paul would be, if he would have made president, at some point he would have been taken over by the Zionists too. I mean, there's just no ending of this. And here's my biggest problem. Why does it take millions upon millions of dollars to be elected to run our government? Why can't me, with $50 in my pocket, go run for Congress? Why do I have to have millions of dollars?
Why do we need campaign finance reform? Why do we have campaign finance? Why can't you just run and we can – I mean, if we're told the internet is extremely inexpensive and there are folks who will donate their time and resources to your campaign, for example, and it doesn't cost you millions, it costs you whatever, and you can get your platform out there, define your plank so we can all see that. Yeah, why does it take millions? Because of the propaganda, obviously.
Well, but on the same token, you got people spending millions of dollars for a $235,000 a year job. And so that is another red flag to the American people. Well,
right.
The one thing is, they, you know, Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee, they pay you back the money you spend if you get elected. They give you the money back. Okay, cool. So you spend $12 million, you get it back when you get in there. So now you're in Congress with $12 million, but you leave 4 years later or 6 years later or 2 years later, and you've got several million more. I mean, this is a red flag. These people
right.
are getting wealthy off of us, and they're getting – I mean, this is just crazy, my friend. I can't
Absolutely.
See anybody trying to comprehend this and making sense out of this, because there is no sense to be made. This government and this country is out the window. We have nothing. All we have is a ginormous group of people ripping us off. That's what we got, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And to vote the unscrupulous, the unprincipled, as George Washington referred to them, into office and expect anything different is a chimerical notion, as some would put it. And it's a bigger problem. You know, you touched on the fact that the people that get voted in, so-called, are figureheads. It's all of these elite establishment think tanky technocrat types behind the scenes, the Philip Drew administrators, who are from administration to administration. Go look at the short list of for people who don't understand this, look at the short list of national security advisors and hear the admissions of folks. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski's admission in that 1998 La Nouvelle Observatoire interview, it's astonishing the things that are happening behind the scenes, and the president is just sort of an anecdotal figurehead, really inconsequential to the inner workings of the day-to-day operations.
And then you look at the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
Where did these people
right.
come from? I mean,
right.
these people. I mean, Hillary Clinton is quoted as, and actually saw the video where she said, "I come to the CFR to get my marching orders."
Right.
Wait a minute. You work for the American people. Come to
and
the
it's
American
tongue in
people
cheek,
to
but
get
still.
Your marching orders.
Right.
Yeah.
So, to your point, just a few things, you know, and we're warned, again, the importance of history. Andrew Jackson, like I said earlier, from his farewell address, like you said, and, you know, the one thing I will maybe offer a point of clarification, you know, as far as the you know, the controversy, I mentioned Pike's letter to Mazzini, which I think is essential reading. As far as the controversy of you know, people getting kicked out of countries and high-profile folks like Henry Ford saying things about these people, I don't think enough can be said about works like Arthur Koestler's The 13th Tribe, for example, or the late, great Jack Otto's last talk, that Forbidden Knowledge talk. People should watch the first 10 minutes of that and listen to him go through hundreds of years of history in just a few minutes and talk about a people group that has, through intrigue and deception, dominated throughout the centuries, and we're still plagued by those people. That I don't think enough can be said about. But Andrew Jackson, in his farewell address, said specifically, speaking of, well, again, the money powers, you know, he said the mischief springs from the power which the moneyed interest derives from a paper currency, which they are able to control from the multitude of corporations with exclusive privileges, which they have succeeded in obtaining in the different states, and which are employed altogether for their benefit, And unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away, and the control of your dearest interests has passed into the hands of these corporations. I don't think you can say it any better than that. And it was mentioned recently at a sort of, it was a part Second Amendment rally, part political rally, Exodus 18:21, you know, in the NASB translation, furthermore, you shall select, out of all the people, able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, you know, like national, state, local government type thing. So these are the people that you want. Able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain or hate the bribe in certain translations, and you shall place these over them.
Well, I would argue, going back to Mazzini and Albert Pike, I mean, they dead nailed it. They nailed it. World War II got what they wanted, what they said in their letter. World War II got the same thing. And they even said establish a Jewish state in the letter. And so,
right, but that's to foment the forces of what we see happening now. That was part of what was supposed to happen in the,
absolutely,
you know.
But I would argue that the minute we won the Revolutionary War, that this all went into play. I would argue that this is an actual agenda from many, many years before the Revolutionary War, that they just kept planning along the way. I mean, the Romans wanted to take over the world. The British wanted to take over the world, and they want total control and ruling and stuff. And I would argue with anybody, with any of these things that they're trying to say. And you know what? Today, you can't argue with them because they have no points to argue back. So, I mean, we're in the know, and these other people that don't know anything, they're in the, might as well be a millennial. You could be 50 years old and still be a millennial to me because you just don't know nothing, you know? So, hey, I really appreciate your time, sir. You have a good night.
Thanks, Andy. You too. Along those lines, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. That was great stuff. Hislop's Two Babylons, also interesting reading. And speaking of, you know, the Romans and wanting to conquer the world and, you know, the history of the city of London. What is the history of the city of London? Londinium. You know, and some will say, going to the book of Revelation, did the beast really receive a fatal wound? You know, you go back to the Roman Empire and the sun never setting on it. Did it really, was it really vanquished? Anyway, just a couple of other things, maybe real quick, things that I mentioned before. But, you know, speaking of Donald Trump and who he is, I think, you know, he's a salesman. Obviously, and to me, what Andy was talking about is part of the H.G. Wells open conspiracy sales pitch, really, to A, you know, pitch the people, and B, in conjunction with that or coordination with that, bring the conspiracy out into the open, so to speak. Because Donald Trump obviously did that with the, you know, folks that he talk to on the campaign trail. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. And the worst do get on top. You know, you got to wonder, is it a political hack that's the worst or the most refined, groomed? I used to think the hack is better because the hack doesn't know what the hack is doing, but, you know, the groomed, the Barack Obama's, Hillary Clinton's, you know, much more surgical in their precision of manipulating people and implementing tyranny with a smile. But why the worst get on top? You know, just kind of skip ahead. This sounds like Donald Trump to me, and this is why I was talking about this before the 2016 election. It sounded like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. They're just figureheads, but why does the evil figurehead get elected, in my opinion? It is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue, Donald Trump, the skillful demagogue, to weld together a closely coherent and homogeneous body of supporters that the third and perhaps most important negative element of selection enters. It seems to be almost a law of human nature that it is easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the hatred of an enemy. What did he say in Tennessee? On the envy of those better off. He's always harping on that. Than on any positive task. The contrast between the we and the they, the common fight against those outside the group, seems to be an essential ingredient in any creed which will solidly knit together a group for common action. It is consequently always employed by those who seek not merely support of a policy, but the unreserved allegiance of huge masses. From their point of view, it has the great advantage of leaving them greater freedom of action than almost any positive program.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's National Intel Report. Again, Chris Hinckley filling in for John Stadmiller as he's out on vacation this week. Again, the schedule for the week, Michael Rivero filling in tomorrow. Dr. Jennifer Daniels Wednesday. Possibly me again, I guess, Thursday. Rick Adams Friday, definitely. So like I said, it should be a colorful and interesting lineup I want to give you the two videos that I mentioned earlier. We're going to give you excerpts, actually, of the Fox News video report. Facebook allowed device makers to access user info. So we'll give you the first 30 seconds and the last 30 seconds of a just under 2.5 minute video. Go ahead, please.
So Facebook pushing back today against a report that it formed data sharing partnerships with dozens of device makers, including Apple and Samsung and Amazon. Facebook denies doing anything wrong. Our tech expert Brett Larson, morning anchor, Fox News Headlines 24/7. How you doing, sir?
Good to be here.
I read the story. I saw Facebook's response. What is this all about?
It's an interesting problem because part of it is Facebook has a continuing problem with privacy. They've done things over the past 10 years or so that many people are now looking back on and going, I don't know that we really like that idea. Is this development pack, the APIs that they have, the developer kit. And that's what they did. They didn't necessarily violate anybody's privacy.
They did not.
Right.
You don't believe so?
I don't believe that they did.
In summary, in the 5 seconds I have it.
Yes.
We are just to assume whenever we're on that device, someone's watching everything
we're doing.
Somebody's
watching everything you're doing.
Fair conclusion?
That is an absolutely fair conclusion. Right. No matter who you have, whether you have an iPhone or an Android.
Back to the landline.
Yeah.
We're all.
Call the phone company back. Tell them you want to come back.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know about you, but there's nothing funny in that as far as I'm concerned. And then if we have a moment, let's squeeze in the Shepard Smith. 11 years ago, Shepard Smith, Fox News.
If you power down your cell phone, there's no way the government could ever hear you. Certainly not the FBI. It's turned off, right? Have we got news for you? All right, here's that cell phone story you've been waiting for. Cell phone users beware, Big Brother may be listening. The Federal Bureau of Investigation can now hear everything you say, even when the cell phone is turned off. I know it sounds kind of out there, but using your phone's tracking device, authorities can now activate the microphone inside the dreaded thing, allowing them to eavesdrop on you and your conversations. Serious business, and the FBI used this form of surveillance.
That was 11 years ago. That was 2007. So this Facebook thing, not a new story. And again, the importance of history cannot be overstated. I'll include and again, my mind always thinks of the Carl Cameron series. After that, you know, the Fox News, Israeli spying in the USA, the suppressed four-part Fox News series, Carl Cameron reporting. We'll include that in the links too. But, you know, the bottom line is, unless something changes, you know, unless we have the kind of radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people, which was the real American Revolution, according to John Adams in his letter to Hezekiah Niles back in 1818, unless that, things will continue. Hopefully we have a change like that in the sentiments. It was my honor to guest host. As I always say, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.